Amen. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. You know what? If you know grace, you will what?
No peace.
No peace. If there is no grace, there will be no peace. Yeah, if you know grace, you'll know peace. Matter of fact, that's the only way we can know peace. True peace is that we know grace. Can you bow your heads, please, and we'll have a prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing us to gather again in the assembly at the Grace Gospel Church. We're praying, Lord, for those that are here, that you might open up their eyes, that they might behold the mysteries of the gospel of the grace of God. Father, we're praying for those that are not yet here, and those that are on their way, that you might bless them, Lord, and that as they come, that they too may receive what you have for them as we feast on your word. Father, we ask these prayers that you might be glorified and honored. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God is good. We were out at the mall the other day, and we ran across a member of a church we used to attend, and I said, oh God, thank you, Jesus. I ain't been kicked out of Grace Gospel yet. Yeah! I've been put out of some pretty big places, but I'm still here. Yeah. And not only am I here, they let me preach. God is good. Yeah, they said it couldn't be done, Sister Harris. But you see, they got a lady up here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, with my fine constituents. God is good. We moving on up, ladies. I would love, this morning I'm going to minister to you from Observations of Manifestation in Time, from the Viewpoint of Actualization in Eternity. This document was included in one of our pastors. This document was written by our pastor, and it was included in one of our doctrinal conferences. And as I was praying, and the Lord was leading me as to what to minister on, quite naturally, I went to the website. Oh, my God, if you have not taken advantage of the materials on the website, you are missing a treat. At this moment, I want us to give God a grace praise for sending Brother Victor and giving him, empowering him with the knowledge to... Yeah, let's give God a praise. If you've not spent time on that website, you are missing it. You're missing it. Many times we buy books on how to do this and how to do that, and we talk about how we want to go deeper in God. Start at home. Start with your website. The website is phenomenal. The way everything is organized, the pastor's pens, all of our documents, it's phenomenal. You know, the Bible says we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And sometimes you come to the Grace Gospel, not a whole lot of us here. But do you know, we have a worldwide international congregation. And they are waiting to hear, and they're anxious to read what we have on our website. We're right here in the land of plenty. We got a loaf of bread under both arms, and we're starving spiritually. And it should not be done. So again, I thank God for Brother Victor. I thank God that the Lord has given him the knowledge and empowered him to do those phenomenal works that we are able to feast on the word through the website. And so I told my husband, I said, yeah, I want you to print this for me and print that for me. And I said, boy, I'll be printing a lot of stuff. So I went on it myself, and I started, you know, just viewing what was there. It was, I spent hours, you know, just going from document to document and enjoying those things that we have. So guys, wake up, smell the coffee. It's here. It's here, right at Grace Gospel. I'd love for you to turn, please, to Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 16 through 17 in the King James, and we'll follow it with the Greek. See, you thought I was going to start in Ephesians, didn't you? Ephesians is next. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17 in the King James, please.
Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
And the interlinear Greek, please.
Because in him were created all things in the heavens and on earth, the visible and invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities. All things through him and for him have been created.
Amen. Notice it says, because in him was created all things in the heavens and on the earth, the visible, that's on the earth, and the invisible, those are the heavenlies, whether throngs or lordships or rulers or authorities, all things through him and for him have been created. I'll say it again. It's all about God. It's not about us. Do you know he puts up the kings and he takes the kings down? Do you know he's in control? And a lot of times we have problems with that. We think that the Republicans are in control, or the Democrats are in control, or the King of England, or the Shah in Iran. But in actuality, all things are for him, by him, all about him. And that's what it's saying here, that all of it is under the control of God. We sometimes think he's on vacation, but he's not. He is still in control of all things. Can you please turn now, reader, to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 3 to 6. See, I told you I was getting to Ephesians. Can't get away from it. Too good, too good. Yeah, Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 6. King James, and follow, please, with your interlinear Greek.
Okay. King James Version. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved.
And can you follow that, please, with the Greek?
Greek interlineal.
Thank you.
Blessed the God and Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, the one having blessed us with every blessing, the spiritual, in the heavenlies in Christ, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be us holy and unblemished before him in love, predestinating us to adoption of sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of the will of him, to the praise of the glory of the grace of him, of which he favored us in the one having been loved.
Amen. To the good pleasure of the will of him, to the praise of the glory of the grace of him. Again, it's all about him, not about us. All about him. Years ago, I thank God that he had inspired me through a small little booklet that was called In Him to outline. I outlined all of the In Him scriptures in the epistles of Paul years and years ago. And I was teaching a Bible course at a little college, and I had as one of the assignments for everyone to write out all of the scriptures of In Him. And there are 500 and something of them, you know, and we were doing these scriptures, and that's how it became so plain to me that it is all about him, that it's not about us. Why were you, the body of Christ, saved? In verse 5, it tells you. It says, having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to who? Himself, according to what? The good pleasure of His will. We were saved according to the good pleasure of His will. Didn't have anything to do with you. You didn't make that big decision. That was done for you in eternity before the foundation of the world. Romans 13:11 says, and the knowing the time that is now, it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And if you look at the Greek text a little later on in Romans 13:11, I want you to note that it says, that it is late, therefore, be raised out of your spiritual sleep and slumber. You know, we are asleep. We're letting all of this good stuff get by. We are suffering as the body of Christ because of ignorance, which is lack of knowledge. Matter of fact, this is a problem because most of God's elect have the same mindset of the world. We not only want to look like them, we want to talk like them, we want to act like them, we want to worry like them. Yeah, we're the body of Christ. We are suffering needlessly for lack of knowledge of who we are in Him. You know, there was a, I take care of my brother. He's disabled, and I had him back in the 90s living in down at the Y because he wasn't able to maintain his own place. So they were getting ready to tear that building down to build Comerica Park downtown at the Y. And so I'd gone down there to get him to take him to the doctor, whatever we were doing that day. And he was sitting on a park bench across from the Y, which was the future home of Comerica Park. And he was sitting on this bench with some of his roomies in the Y, and they were passing a bottle of wine, and they were lamenting over the fact that they were being displaced because of urban renewal, which is really urban removal, and they were whining and crying, oh, woe is me, what am I going to do? You know, this is all bad, and, you know, the people are taking over, the poor people won't have anywhere to live, and he was going on and on. And so I asked him, I said, what are you doing? You know, he came over to the car. He said, well, you know, I was just out with my buddies. I said, well, you're not displaced. You're not going to be homeless. You got a place. You're not going to go to a house. You've owned it for a long time. You're going to move into that house. What is this about? He was already saved from uncertainty. There was no need for him to worry. He was already saved from homelessness. The home had been purchased way long time, which is like a past completed action. Yeah, it was already done for, past completed. But like the prearranged purchase of his house, our eternal abode has been prearranged. Your salvation is actualized in eternity, and it said that in verse 4 of Ephesians, and it's manifested in time. I want you to stop passing the bottle with the world. Yeah, don't pass that wine bottle with the world and be worried about what's going to happen next to you. It's already taken care of for you. You don't have any reason to be whining and crying and moaning with the world, because they don't have any answers. Your answer is right here. We've already read it. You were predestined in eternity before the foundation of the world to be the body of Christ. Guys, it's no better than that. Doesn't get any better than that. You're already at the highest position and the highest calling. And why don't you act like it? Verse 3 states, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ? Everybody say all spiritual blessings. All spiritual blessings. What were these spiritual blessings that they talk about in Ephesians? Well, were they plans for life occurrences such as career and education, love and marriage, raising a family, fulfilling hopes and dreams, life's mishaps, caring for aging parents, politics and religion, time for friends and relatives, health care needs. You know, they're all fussing about the Obamacare. Yeah, everybody needs some health care. I ain't mad. Or bills and the cost of living. Were they any of the aforementioned desires, dreams, plans, expectations, agendas, or goals? Were they? No! Those are all human hopes. And they are all earthly. They're all physical. They're all temporary in time. We don't need to spend all our thought life and all our time being concerned about those things. Do we need to be concerned a little bit? Yes, some, but not when we're worried and upset and all frenzied and can't get out of bed and taking pills and doing, you know. We don't need to do that. Nobody, Christ. We don't need to do that. Were these spiritual blessings meant to deal with sin and depravity and violence and sorrow and sickness and pain and death? No. They are current time occurrences out of life and death dilemmas, and they are all temporary. They're temporary in time, and they all shall pass. Your salvation was actualized in eternity and manifested in time. What exactly does that mean? Well, it means that we were saved, that we were predestined in eternity to be the body of Christ. And that's who you are. You are the body of Christ. What are these spiritual blessings then? The spiritual blessings are the Asians. Yeah. Salvation. Oh, yeah, yeah, here we go. We always start with salvation. If you don't have it right with salvation, you won't have it right with anything in life. You got to start with salvation. You know, some people say, well, we need to move on from salvation. Yeah, but you can never move on from salvation. That's our foundation, salvation. Yeah, people say, no, we don't move on from salvation. We don't talk about how to get our bills paid. Yeah, how to get a husband. Yeah, yeah. But are those things important? No, because they're all in time. They're all temporary. They're all earthy. They're all carnal. Yeah, they'll all pass away. But salvation, we're talking about eternity here. We're talking about that was blessed by Christ for us, that he shed his blood for us, that he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world for us, that we were elected and selected and chosen and placed in the body of Christ in eternity before the foundation of the world. The other Asians, justification and forgiveness and redemption and propitiation and imputation and righteousness, sanctification, regeneration, placement, reconciliation, glorification. Give God praise! Brother Deacon got it! Give God praise! You get the praise yourself! You have been doing something. I told you I had 5 easy steps to get you some money. Which is temporary. See, we're all kind of earthy. Yeah, you'd have been jumping up and down. You'd have been pulling out your notebook. I didn't see nobody writing about the Asian pastor. The Asians are your spiritual blessings. I'm suggesting that you get acquainted with them. I'm suggesting that you go in the back when you leave here and get you a document. I'm suggesting that you read your Bible and turn off your TV and put your little Bible, the TV guide down. You know, the little thing that come in with the cable. That's y'all, some of y'all's Bible. Yeah, you know that real well. I'm suggesting you reacquaint yourself with the Word of God, and that you figure out what God has done for you through the blood of Jesus, through salvation. What God has done for you in eternity that can help you with your life dilemmas today. And that's where you get your answers, guys, from the Word of God. Dr. Phil ain't got it. The aforementioned are invisible, eternal, and they are in the heavenlies in Christ. That's where the real deal is. Salvation. Yeah, here I go again. Salvation. If you don't get this right, you will have trouble dealing with all life occurrences. All of them. You'll never be able to overcome. You'll always be worried. You'll always be on the end and the tail. And you'll always be in a tizzy, in an uproar. Salvation is security. Salvation is safety. Romans 8 tells us that once saved, always saved. That's something you can never lose. You cannot be saved in eternity and lost in time. Never works that way. God has used time for the manifestation of his plan, his will, and his purposes for his people, the body of Christ. We should be more concerned about his eternal plan and purposes and his will over temporary sequences of personalities and life occurrences. And sometimes we have a topsy-turvy. We are more concerned about what goes on here and now in this body than what goes on and what has already been done for us in eternity. Problems with individual personalities at home, at work, your neighbors, your relatives, and friends. As of today, viewing life from the eternal plan where God sits, I want you to consider them solved. Everybody say, consider them solved. I want you to consider them solved. Problems in our ever-changing environment, evictions and foreclosures and hurricanes and tsunamis and earthquakes and volcanoes and oil spills or other man-made disasters. As of today, I want you to consider them solved. Say, consider them solved. Problems with measures of truth. Oh, we all were kind of an uproar a couple weeks ago with Shirley Sherrod. You know, that guy, what do we have, this blogger, internet, I ain't quite into all of that yet. But he put a couple of minutes on and put it out there, and it went on the World Wide Web and all across the world, and it caused her to be fired and persecuted and you name it. And, you know, all of this stuff goes on. It's going, and more's going to go on. It ain't going to stop. It's going to be something else. It was that last week. This week it's Michelle Obama being in Spain, and who's going to pay for it now? All the other presidents' wives are traveling with their children, none was said. But you know what? Those problems with measures of truth, because they only tell part of it. They only tell part of it. As of today, I want you to consider them solved. Say, consider them solved. Yeah. Life and death dilemmas. Health, career, happiness, family, faith, science, love, success, failure, sorrows. As of today, I want you to consider them all solved. Say, consider them solved. Yeah. We, the body of Christ, must keep our eyes on our contract. We must major in the ancients. Most of the time we major in minors. We major in all that stuff I just talked about. All of those life dilemmas. That's where we put all of our thought life, all our time, all of our concern, all our conversation, all our everything. Now, do those things have a matter of importance? But we put them up on a pedestal, and we let them crowd all of our time and our thoughts, and they take too much of who we are. And those are minor things that are passing away. And the things that are major, those ancient, salvation and redemption and sanctification and justification and propitiation and imputation and glorification, those are the things we should mind, we should major in. Those are the things that are the most important things of our life as the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. God's will is nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else other than what God has decreed. I want you to consider them solved. Mm-hmm. In closing, and yeah, I am closing. Yeah, I am closing. In closing, viewing life from the vertical plane of our position in Christ and what God has done for us through his eternal plan of salvation should bring peace to our daily lives. God has already blessed you.
Already.
Past completed. Grace and peace.